A play by Shakespeare on stage in Wilmington, Delaware is not just entertaining crowds this summer, it's also giving visibility to immigrant communities and building bridges of understanding around the realities they face every day. WHYY's Johnny Perez Gonzalez visited Rockwood Park, where a bilingual version of Twelfth Night brings migration, identity, and belonging to the center stage.
My lord and master loves you. Oh, such love could be but recompensed.
As the sun sets behind the trees, more than 100 people gather with picnic blankets and folding chairs. They've come to watch Twelfth Night, O Lo Que Quieras, a musical adaptation where Shakespeare meets today's immigration struggles. That voice you're hearing is Violeta, a character named Viola in Shakespeare's original. The role in this bilingual musical adaptation is played by Izzy Suzak. It's a role that's more than just performance. It's personal. Suzak is Colombian on their mother's side and Turkish on their father's. They say their upbringing has always been rooted in movement, migration, and starting over.
She immigrated to the States with her family in the 1960s when she was 3, and she grew up in California, and then she met my dad, who's Turkish. They fell in love and they moved to Turkey, and that's where I was born and raised. And I left Turkey and came back here. So my family history is a story of migration and leaving our homeland and our mothers to find a new beginning.
The retelling of the show was originally conceived during the first Trump administration by composer Liz Filios and writer-director Tanaquil Marquez when concerns about deportations and family separations were reaching a peak. Director of the show Andrew Watering says those concerns have only grown this year.
As we were working on this, even the past year, we were saying that reality was far outpacing the story that we were doing. People were disappearing off the streets. People are being taken from supermarkets while they're shopping. People are being taken from their immigration hearings without cause and without due process.
He says the production offers not only urgency, but most importantly, visibility.
What we are happy that we are able to do in this musical is to showcase that urgency and to showcase the seriousness of the issue, and also alongside that to showcase a celebration of when people do come together.
Suzak says while this presentation offers visibility for migrants, it also offers other communities a chance to learn and see what immigrants are facing.
And for everyone else is to hopefully create a bridge of empathy and to recognize themselves in it as well and say, oh, I also have family, I also have love and also have loss and also have grief and also have hopes and dreams, and I'm also a descendant of migrants. We are all descendant from migrants is the thing. Migration is all of human history, so even if it doesn't affect you directly, it does affect you indirectly.
The production team hopes audiences from across the region will immerse themselves in these stories and walk away with a deeper understanding. The final performance of Twelfth Night, O Lo Que Quieras, takes place August 3rd at Rockwood Park. From the Delaware Desk, Johnny Perez Gonzalez, WHYY News.